Well, so far you've heard my voice, but then I brought two friends along. Next on the mic is my man, Jer. Come on, Jer, sing that song.
David Tyler.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Okay, let's move on because it is time for us to talk about the Open. And I guess this must be one of the most difficult tournaments to consider potential winners for because track is obviously very difficult. Track form is very difficult to establish. It's not recent track form. It's going to be slightly out-of-date track form. The Americans are coming over. They whine about the links. They sing love songs to the links. And the ones who whine sometimes do incredibly well. No mark Americans have come from, like, absolute obscurity, had the best week of golf of their lives, and disappeared back to obscurity again. And we've never heard of them before since. And their name is etched in the claret jug. So I don't know how the hell you try and make some sense of this.
I've had three winners of it. I had Harrington when he won the first one. I had Els and I had Duval. Three winners in my lifetime that I can think off the top of my head. But you're right. There was probably the best ever headline of the back of Racing Post in 2003. The ultimate Skinner when Ben Curtis, who was 750-1 with the bookies, won on his first major start. He was 999-1 on Betfair. Nobody backed him. People might have backed him the night before the final round at 10-1 or whatever. Nobody backed him. Todd Hamilton won at 750-1 a year later. Somebody had 20 quid each way in him. It can be mad. Ian Baker Finch, people can have a hot streak. Todd Hamilton, as I said, Ben Curtis, just strange winners. There's no real rhyme or reason, as you say. Greg Norman, Darren Clark, Bill Rogers, Sandy Lyle, they've all won here. They're all good ball strikers. I suppose you're thinking about it. Lynx golf is about who enjoys the conditions. So I do think you can look at Lynx golf, like Harrington was a Lynx golfer. I don't think it's that much of a stretch when you look back at the Irish players. They've all won the Open. Rory, Shane, Darren and Patrick that are in it this week. GMAC hasn't won the Open, but they all grew up playing Lynx golf. Nick Faldo, when he was on his pomp, was a Lynx specialist. So I do think you need to be looking at players who got Lynx form and are comfortable with the conditions because they don't play this golf in America. This is golf, which is all about the link with the land and the sea and the wind and all these bumps and hollows and, you know, the kind of running the ball up to the green. So it is very difficult. But I think one thing that is in people's favour this week is that obviously bookmaking firms want to attract business into the future. So therefore, they're going to like 11, 12, 10 places in certain aspects. So that is a positive.
OK, so let's get into it then. What about this course is drawing you to Sergio Garcia?
He's the headline tip. Well, first of all, it's Lynx golf in the Open, right? He has been in 23 times at the Open, 10 top 10s. He is 11-1 to finish in the top 11 this week, 55-1 outright. It's his love of the Open. The fact that his putter doesn't generally behave, but these greens are generally easier than the fast greens he might encounter elsewhere. He's able to shape the shots. He likes the wind. At both Royal St. George's Opens, he's been in the top 10. Once again, 11-1 to finish in the top 11. In his last three tournaments, he's been in the top 20, including the US Open. He won last October. He's got the major hoodoo off his back, winning the Masters in 2017. To me, on the basis of evidence in the past, he's experienced. He's 41. He's not a rookie. To me, he looks quite like an overpriced golfer to me at 55-1. That's the rationale there for Sergio.
Okay. Sergio's the type of golfer who could have a three-stroke lead on the final day, and you're still slightly concerned that this might not go his way.
You are, and you'd be much more so if he hadn't won the Masters and even nearly threw away the Masters with those short putt misses. But I do think he is a very good driver of the golf ball. He's got a lot of natural talent. He shapes those shots. As I say, he's good around the greens. It's just his putter. But I do think of all the names in there, with that experience, there's nobody who's got a better record without winning the Open than Sergio. 10 top 10s.
Okay, so Sergio's going to give you a run for your money. That's a fiver each way at 55-1. Just for people who are just tuning into this, what's your staking policy? This is a bigger week, obviously, because it's a major, so you're putting a bit more down?
The staking policy is house money. So I've 85 profit for the year, so I'm betting with house money, and I'm going for it. And I do think I'd be disappointed if I didn't break even or make a profit. So if I was losing, I'd be betting maybe half my stake, probably about 20 euro virtually. I'm back in 40 because I'm betting with house money. So the way I've kind of done it is I've picked three lads and then I've got them breadcrumbing around other players. So the second one is Tyrrell Hatton, no English winner of an Open since 1992. Once again, about the conditions, he's won the Dunhill Links up in Scotland twice. He has cojones. He won the BMW PGA Championship, the biggest event on the European Tour last year. He faced Dan McIlroy at Abu Dhabi earlier this year. He won at a very windy Bay Hill on the PGA Tour. He had a 65 in Scotland last week. He's 33-1 for four each way. I think his Achilles heel is his temperament, but if he can keep that under check, I think he's, of all the English names, Casey, Rose, Fleetwood, all these lads, I think he's the best place of them. Tyrrell Hatton, the second one. The third one, Patrick Cantlay, 33-1 again for three each way. Who is the money leader in the States or the points leader of the FedEx Cup? It's Patrick Cantlay, underrated player, won twice this year. Tied for 12th at Carnoustie. Every part of his game is strong. Not many weaknesses. And his biggest asset is his calm temperament. If there's an American who's going to take to this week where they're going to be frustrated, even Bryson and Brooks are moaning about it already, I think Patrick Cantlay, who reminds me a bit of David Duval, could be the American pick out of the week. So they're the kind of the main three lads. The other ones are, as I said, you know, when you're kind of on Christmas Day, you've had the turkey sandwiches and you're just picking around and you're eating more turkey. Joachim Niemann at 66-1 went bogey free for the entire Rocket Mortgage Classic until he made a bogey in the playoff and lost it. Has a really low ball flight in the wind. Was the top amateur in the world. Has only missed one cut in 22 starts. I think he's one of the bright sparks of the game at 22 years of age. He could contend at 66-1 for a couple of euro each way. Brandon Grace. Brandon Grace. So the thing about him, Brandon, he's not a bottler, if you get the joke. 62 is the course record in any major. He got that at the Open at Birkdale. He is back in form. He's won on breezy golf courses, won in Puerto Rico this year. Was top 10 at the US Open in the Memorial Tournament. He has won 9 times the European Tour. He knows how to close. He nearly won the US Open at Chambers Bay. 2 each way, Brandon Grace, 66-1. Robert McIntyre at 75-1 was... on his only Open appearance, tied for 6th in Shane Lowry's win. Has won in Cyprus, was the Rookie of the Year, tied 12th at the Masters this year. One of these lads who's played Royal St. George's many times because he played the Amateur Championship there, likes links golf as a Scot, and he likes playing in front of crowds, which you'll have this week. I think he likes to feed off crowds. Robert McIntyre might not win, but could be a good each-way play at 75-1. And finally, if you're looking for that American you're saying, Jer, that kind of comes out of nowhere, Sam Burns... shot 12 under par for the last three rounds of the Scottish Open. It's his first Open start. He's won on the US Tour this year at the Valspar Championship. 6 top 10s. He's 110-1 for a couple of each way. So Sam Burns, Robert McIntyre, Brandon Grace and Joachim Niemann are the kind of the outsiders. But the main three in descending order, Patrick Cantlay, Tyrrell Hatton and Sergio Garcia. I wouldn't put anybody off Rory McIlroy, but I mean, it's not really value to be back in Rory McIlroy after 7 years without a major, 22-1 or 26-1. And Shane Lowry, I don't fancy this week.
All right, John, good stuff. Thanks a million. That's this week's Virtual Insanity.
Take care,
the very best of luck.